Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Players. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
So you are directing this next show, opening January 27th, going through February 12th, The Clean House by Sarah Rule. How's it coming?
It's coming very well. I've got a terrific cast. It's five people who I could not be more delighted with.
Talk about the show.
It's a very interesting show, Roland, a very quirky show, and I'll be upfront about it. It's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. The premise, when you describe it to people, I get a lot of sort of blank stares. But basically, it's about a woman, a doctor, and her husband is also a doctor, who hire a maid from Brazil to clean their house. Now, the problem with this is that the maid doesn't like cleaning. And she has come from Brazil after her parents have died. Her mother died laughing, literally. Her father spent a year constructing the perfect joke for their anniversary, told it to her, and she died laughing.
She died laughing.
Yes. So her father couldn't stand it anymore, so he shot himself. So so she comes to America in what Sarah Rule describes as a metaphysical Connecticut. Whatever that means. And that's how the play starts. Well, the play starts with the maid telling the audience a joke, but she's telling the joke in Portuguese. And Serena Flores, who plays the maid, is so good. I don't know Portuguese, and every night I laugh at it because she's so good.
But does she really know Portuguese?
She knows it enough to make it work.
To be able to pronounce it.
Yeah, you get it, right? And so that's how the play starts. But it's a really beautiful play. It's a funny play, even though it sounds like, oh my gosh, what a terrible concept for a play. And it's as Sarah Rule does. She's a sneaky playwright because I feel like she sneaks up on you, and by the end of the play, not only have you laughed a lot, but you end up crying a lot and end up missing these characters you spent a couple hours with.
That's just ideal.
That's good playwriting.
Really.
Yeah.
What else has she done?
She's done a play that we did a few years ago called In the Next Room or the Vibrator Play, which was about the advent of the vibrator.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as we talked about then, it was invented to cure women from quote-unquote hysteria. And only later were the side benefits discovered.
Right. Hysteria.
And the Clean House was nominated for a Pulitzer, and I believe In the Next Room was. She's a very prolific contemporary playwright with a really unique voice.
Did this play have a New York run?
It did. It did have a very successful New York run. I believe it premiered in 2005 or 2006, and it's been done in regional theater since then, but this is the North Bay premiere of the play.
What else is coming up on Raven Players?
Well,
menu?
After The Clean House, we do art. And we're going to do it at the Paul Motter Art Gallery in Healdsburg, part of our Raven on the Road series. We did The Taming of the Shrew at the Bear Republic Courtyard. We did The Woman in Black at Custo Bakery. And we're doing art in, strangely enough, an art gallery. And I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be in March. And then after that will be The Diary of Anne Frank in April. And then we're closing our season with Anything Goes in June and July.
What an interesting series.
Yes, I think so. I hope so.
Eclectic,
yeah. I hope. Yeah.
Well, it seems to me that you've been doing very well with the theater.
It feels good. I think after being there for 3 years now and being the artistic director, I think that people are starting to understand what that theater is all about, because I really wanted it to be a community theater of, by, and for the community that does challenging work, new plays, and plays like The Clean House that, you know, people will not know the title, as well as some of the standards and classics that I think still hold up well, like Diary of Anne Frank and Anything Goes.
I think people are really starting to realize that Sonoma County is a good place to see theater.
There's so much good theater around here,
right.
And it's such a small population base with, you know, 10, 12 really solid, good theater companies. It's great for all of us. And the talent pool is so good. I mean, I'm blessed with a wonderful cast and wonderful production team for this show and for most of the Raven Players shows.
Stephen, thanks very much for coming in, and thanks for doing the exciting theater that you inevitably do.
Well, thank you, Roland. I appreciate that.
And let's tell people once again that this is the Raven Players in Healdsburg, performing at the Raven Performing Arts Center, The Clean House by Sarah Rule. It opens on January 27th and plays through February 12th. For information, get on the computer and go to raventheater.org, and you'll get it. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Cinema Spotlight.